You started from Kentucky and you end up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I think that means that you lost about 2 months or 5 months of growing time. Why did you migrate north again? Could you remind me what that was for?
I was writing in Kentucky. I was an English major as an undergraduate, went back to my hometown and worked at a whole lot of non-academic jobs. I thought that's what a writer was supposed to do. And then, worked for years as a rural letter carrier, which I also thought was a perfectly good way to make a living. I still think that. But I did long for a little bit more of a poetic community, or at least a community of people with whom I could talk a little bit about some of the things that were of interest to me. And one day, maybe it wasn't one day, maybe I've condensed it into one day, but I just decided that if I really wanted to be a poet, maybe I should do everything possible to make that happen and to learn to write better and to go where I had to go. I was always going to have home in Kentucky with me. That first song, Red Wing, I wrote it not that long ago, but it's a hybrid between Kentucky and this part of Wisconsin, the consciousness of it. And so I quit my mailman job. I took my pension. I quit the job I had for life. I went back to graduate school with no hope of employment as a poet at all because, I was told, well, that's completely ridiculous. You'll never make a living again. And I was told that by the people at the University of Iowa Writers Workshop. But I felt like if I didn't do that, if I didn't sort of commit myself more fully to what I thought or maybe even knew I was supposed to be doing, then that would hang over me. I would know that I had backed away from maybe the one thing that I was supposed to be doing. I maybe don't do it as well or as devotedly as I'm supposed to, but, there's a fork in the road that comes along. I think most of the people listening to this probably have a point at which they thought about doing something, but perhaps they didn't, or they thought about changing their lives and perhaps they didn't, and at a certain point it becomes a little bit late. I'm not saying that there is a particular job you have to support yourself as a writer, but for me, I knew that I wasn't as well equipped to do what I needed to do as I needed to be. And if I had to quit the job, leave home, then I was going to leap.
And I guess you leapt to Iowa.
Yeah, I went to the Iowa Writers Workshop, which had a long, long reputation of sort of being a place where people who were changing their lives, not just coming from undergraduate universities, but people were coming back from wars and people were coming from families were going to school. And one of my poetic heroes, William Stafford, had gone there late in life as well. And so I was lucky to get in there, and it was a good place to make that transition. I got an MFA in poetry. I worked as a poet in the schools in Iowa, and I got a one-year fellowship to come to the University of Wisconsin to finish my first book. And I went to Madison, and I thought, well, this is an incredibly hospitable place for art and creativity and progressive thought. And I stayed there for 6 years teaching creative writing and then came here to Eau Claire, where I worked for 20 years until recently. And I just, as a matter of fact, a few months ago, took the voluntary buyout, a little bit early retirement here. Although, as I said before, for me, it just means a chance to write. The early offer was precipitated, again, by our governor's cuts to the arts. Our universities have had about $500 million worth cut from our public universities over the past two budgets. And so one of the reasons I actually accepted the Poet Laureate position was that I was given a ladder when I was younger. I could have never afforded college today. But the men and women who survived the Depression, the people who Tom Brokaw has called the greatest generation who survived and fought World War II, lifted the ladder of public education. And people like me got to climb it. And it's unconscionable of us not to provide that ladder for those who come after us.
Amen.